Otto's Bullsequana XH2000 supercomputer to run on AMD EEP Grom CPUs. After AMD officially revealed their next-gen Zen 2 CPU architecture that uses 7 nanometers instead of 10 nanometers process node to power the EEP Grom and Ryzen processors, multiple supercomputing companies have tapped the EEP Grom processors. One such instance occurred on November 12, 2018 when Otto's officially announced it would be supporting AMD processors with its Bullsequana X range of liquid-cooled supercomputers. Otto's plans on having two supercomputers for a broad range of applications. Their projects have been divided into two phases. The first phase involves the Cascade Lake CPU by Intel and the Tesla GPU by NVIDIA. This setup is called Bullsequana X400, and the company estimates it will be completed sometime in 2019. In 2020, Otto's aims to complete the Bullsequana XH2000, which is powered by the AMD EEP Grom. This will result in a massive processing output of 11 petaflops. Vice President HPC Quantum at Otto's, Agnes Boudot, stated that the strategic launch of an EEP Grom blade with their Bullsequana X2410 supercomputer in 2019 would bolster their partnership with AMD. He also stressed on how the HPC market was in dire need of a new engine that would increase performance efficiency by offering a higher memory bandwidth. Corporate Vice President and General Manager at AMD Data Center Products, Scott Ehler, underscored the importance of the collaboration between AMD EEP processors and Otto's supercomputing systems, saying that Otto's was well suited to deliver on the promise of EEP product line. Bottom line. A total of 3,125 AMD EEP Grom processors would be housed in the new supercomputer. Each Bullsequana X2410 blade will comprise of three compute nodes placed adjacent to each other. These nodes would be equipped with two ROM processors and 16 DIMM slots for DDR4 memory. Because the ROM processors can feature up to 64 cores and 128 threads, the setup would give the supercomputer 200,000 cores and 400,000 threads, therefore standing out as a powerful solution for HPC applications that require superior memory bandwidth than intensive compute tasks. This may result in a lower total cost of ownership, TCO. The estimated computing performance from the above setup is expected to be at 6.4 petaflops, thus surpassing their existing supercomputer's efficiency by 5 times. Development cost estimates for the supercomputer are approximately $44.2 million, and the estimated date of completion is 2020.